program, you're about to hear all slap pun funnels, is dirty, satire, and cawdy. Any reference to Bob, the church of genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subject is intended only as humor, and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Tonight, seekers from 2004, the Lymph Node Institute's Presidency Show.
Oh, babies.
There's so many of you. Just be cool down the front and don't push around. Just keep still, keep together. Oh yeah. Stop it.
You're listening to Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition.
I'm Doc.
I'm Bugsy.
And tonight, it's happening. We're actually going to pay attention to what those pink boys are doing, and we're going to talk a little bit like we did four goddamn years ago.
Yeah, we were in the space station then.
We were in the space station, and...
But we saw it coming, and it's just bizarre because nothing like that. It was unprecedented, but we still saw it coming because we had a bird's eye view, outer space, space birds.
And it may happen again. Although I doubt it very highly, because
you are much more optimistic about that than I am. I have big fear about the next election.
I don't think, and it's important to use passive voice here, I don't think it will be allowed to happen. Because if you have two bum elections in a row...
Wow. Thanks, Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks, Catherine Harris.
The tiger who understood people. Once upon a time, there was a tiger who escaped from a zoo in the United States and made his way back to the jungle. During his captivity, the tiger had learned a great deal about how men do things, and he thought he would apply their method to life in the jungle. The first day he was home, he met a leopard, and he said, "There's no use in you and me hunting for food. We'll make the other animals bring it to us." "How'll we do that?" asked the leopard. "Oh, easy," said the tiger. "You and I will tell everybody that we're going to put on a fight, and that every animal will have to bring a freshly killed boar in order to get in and see the fight. Then we will just spar around and not hurt each other. Later, you can say that you broke a bone in your paw during the second round, and I'll say I broke a bone in my paw during the first round. Then we will announce a return engagement, and they'll have to bring us more wild boars." "I don't think this will work," said the leopard. "Oh, yes, it will," said the tiger. "You just go around saying you can't help winning because I'm a big palooka. And I'll go around saying I can't lose because you're a big palooka. And everybody will want to come and see the fight." Now, so the leopard went round telling everybody that he couldn't help winning because the tiger was a big palooka. And the tiger went round telling everybody he couldn't lose because the leopard was a big palooka. The night of the fight came, and the tiger and the leopard were very hungry because they hadn't gone out and done any hunting at all. They wanted to get the fight over as soon as possible and eat some of the freshly killed wild boars, which all the animals would bring to the fight. But when the hour of the combat came, none of the animals at all showed up. "The way I look at it," a fox told them, "is this. If the leopard can't help winning and the tiger can't lose, it'll be a draw. And a draw is a very dull thing to watch. particularly when fought by fighters who are both big palookas. The animals all saw the logic of this and stayed away from the arena. When it got to be midnight and it was obvious that none of the animals would appear and there wouldn't be any wild boar meat to devour, the tiger and the leopard fell upon each other in a rage. They were both injured so badly and they were both so worn out by hunger that a couple of wild boars came wandering along, attacked them and killed them easily. Moral: if you live as humans do, it will be the end of you.
The Islamic movement is starting to gather lots of different parts of society.
CBS News, fighting the truth. CBS News, fighting the facts. With ear, CBS News, fighting the truth. CBS News, fighting the facts. The truth about CBS News. Tomorrow, experience anthrax.
I think they ought to do to make this interesting, and they could sponsor it, like
278-070.
The United States, who is responsible for these dastardly acts today, including President Bush, despite the fact that he is a multimillionaire, requires additional financial support from somewhere to carry out this kind of operation. This thing being carried out with great precision is consistent with the hard fact.
You got it.
76 at Eagles, we'll remember.
There's no doubt.
07. President Bush
is a terrorist.
And by the way,
the Pentagon and the CIA are
the kind of organizations that have the kind of capacity that would have been necessary to conduct the attack that we saw on the 11th. They know what they've done. They know when they're going to do it. And they know what consequences might be coming back in their direction.
Terror attacks
continue to clear the
hijacked planes, doomed passengers.
We pause as we remember September the 11th, 2001, the World Trade Center. Sandy Patty, our national anthem.
Death toll.
Joke about this if you can. Assassination.
Are you trying to organize or prevent one?
Prevent. They would have to take reprisals. Everybody would suffer.
They've heard. They are aware. And they don't need anyone's help.
They don't believe me.
Many times bitten, forever shy, but they are not shy. They love to listen.
Jamming.
Jamming? Domestic science?
You'll learn about jamming one of these days. It's the most important ways of fighting back.
All right, enlighten me now.
No. I tell lies, remember?
Call in any time you like.
But my safety is unimportant as long as my people are imprisoned.
Now, when you're queen, you will know that no ruler is truly safe or secure as long as her people are not free.
I'm here to deliver a warning.
A warning? What about?
A plot to kill you.
To what?
To kill you. Assassinate you.
Huh?
Assassinate you.
I don't believe it.
They should have told you there are some unhappy people here.
Yes, well, I have seen the list of malcontents. It might interest you to know that you happen to be top of the bill.
I'll do my best to live up to it.
Yeah, what, by saving my despicable life?
Not for your sake.
Oh, what then?
If they succeed in killing you, what action would your people take?
Well, they would punish those responsible for... What else would you expect them to do?
Punish everyone. A mass reprisal, a never to be forgotten deterrent.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I still don't believe it. My observers would have told me that they do see and hear everything, you know.
They don't believe everything.
You're referring to jamming.
No, jamming.
Well, naturally, when a person is known to us as one who continually... Yes, well, we know we expected something like this, that they'd try to get through to us through a dupe. Mm. So they chose you to lead us into believing their fantasies, eh? Well, did they tell you how they're going to go about it, or where, when? Would you find out for me? Because the laugh will do me an awful lot of good.
You may find out yourself, quite suddenly. In which case, you won't be allowed.
I call them dogs. And if they're lapping up their own vomit, the only way to stop them is with a lash.
But dogs only obey their own nature, so why shouldn't we forgive them?
Dogs can be taught many useful things, but not if we forgive them every time they obey their own nature.
I left orders that I was not to be disturbed.
I have to say, it won't wait.
I know what it is. Tomorrow, after I've handed over office, I'm to be assassinated.
For assassinated, substitute, executed.
Since it's arranged by my own people, you mean?
You don't mind?
Of course I mind. It's just that, well, I never thought it would happen to me.
It never does. To anybody. But it can be prevented.
Preventing is only postponing. We never fail. Anyway, why should you care what happens to me?
I don't. But innocent people will be blamed.
I know. I'm sorry, but there's nothing that I can do. I can think of better ways to die.
And better causes to die for.
No, nothing can go wrong now. I'll stake my future on it. Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, I know you will.
People who live here are doing their best under very hard circumstances.
If you say so, Grace. But is their best really good enough?
That's what I want to use the power for, if you don't mind. I want to make this world a little better. If there's any town this world would be better without, this is it.
Yes, and so the great day is nearly over. It went off rather well, I thought. Better than planned. And now you can look forward to your own retirement, and I'm sure they'll arrange something equally suitable for you when the day comes.
Awful work! Why the hell is nothing falling? What the fuck are you guys doing up there?
Like I, everybody likes I, for president. Hang out the banner, beat the drum. We'll make night to
the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country.
Abe Warbeck, for president.
How you doing? I'm doing good. My name is Hillary Clinton.
Damn it.
How you doing? I'm doing good. My name is Hillary Clinton.
Damn it.
I saw that idea of using the Ayatollah Khomeini's money to support the Nicaraguan freedom fighters as a good one. I still do. I don't think it was wrong. I think it was a neat idea.
Golly, I'm so impressed.
I am a Southerner. I love this part of the country. We demonize black people. I am a Southerner. I love this part of the country. I love this part of the country. How have we lived with these contradictions all this time? By finding somebody to demonize.
Colonel North, I'm with the London Daily Tabloid. What do you say to your detractors' charges that you are pond-sucking incompetent who sold arms to the Ayatollah and profited at the expense of the American people? Any, you care to comment on that today?
I think it was a neat idea.
By Buchanan for president.
Let me just read this. Nixon's spirit will be with us for the rest of our lives. Whether you're me, or Bill Clinton, or you, or Kurt Cobain, or Bishop Tutu, or Keith Richards, or Amy Fisher, or Boris Yeltsin's daughter, or your fiancé's 16-year-old beer-drunk brother, with his braided goatee and his whole life like a thundercloud out in front of him. This is not a generational thing. You don't even have to know who Richard Nixon was to be a victim of his ugly Nazi spirit. Thank you. remember as a classic case of a smart man missioning his own nest. But he also missioned our nest. And that was a crime that history will burn on his memory like a brand. By disgracing and degrading the presidency of the United States, by fleeing the White House like a diseased cur, Richard Nixon broke the heart of the American dream.
The good, the bad, the ugly. This is the truth. I did probably the grossest misjudgment that I've made in my life. I then tried to paper over that whole thing by sending two phony documents back to Mr. Robin Hood. It was not an exercise in good judgment. The good, the bad, and the ugly. This is the truth. I did probably the grossest misjudgment that I've made in my life. I then tried to paper over that whole thing by sending two phony documents back to Mr. Robin Hood. It was not an exercise in good judgment.
I believe in reading. I believe. I believe they should said I battle. Battle for the things I believe in. One last thing. You've had a lot of fun. I believe in reading. I believe. I believe they should said I battle. Battle for the things I believe in. One last thing. You've had a lot of fun. I believe in reading. I believe. I believe they should said I battle. Battle for the things I believe in. One last thing. You've had a lot of fun. I believe in reading. I believe. I believe they should said I battle. Battle for the things I believe in. One last thing. You've had a lot of fun.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
He still chose to record all of his important conversations. What a strange fellow.
They are insane.
They are totally bug fucking nuts.
May I propose that everyone is?
And this church gives you your excuse. Bob gives you your divine excuse to be as crazy and half-assed as you want to be. And yet, these sons of bitches ignore Bob and repress their weirdness and then try to repress weirdness in everybody so they're not tempted. That's why these guys are against homosexuals. It's because every time they see a good-looking boy, they get a boner.
They get jealous.
You know what? I think Carrie's big freakish chin has made him just more comfortable with being a freak.
We'll be right back.
The one thing they could do to actually increase freedom in this country is something they have in Russia, which is actually on its way towards the oligarchy again. But one thing they have in Russia that we don't is every contest on a ballot has one box that says none of the above. Which guarantees that if one person is running, they always have to compete with none of the above. If you added none of the above to the presidential election, you would have voter turnout in the 90s, and none of the above would win.
Well, and the great part about that is you can vote none of the above for a lot of categories, and then something that actually does interest you, you can vote for it.
Yeah.
And it might be enough to get you off your ass and into a booth.
Just say no to all of it. No. But you can vote straight party, nobody.
But since it's not that way, there are a lot of people out there that think the whole process is a farce.
And it is, to an extent. It's not a complete farce.
There's some wiggle room.
Mm-hmm.
When I grow up, I want to be a president.
Nobody for president. Nobody for president.
Candidates can all take a hike.
Spending all their money on a phony campaign.
All homeless people sleep in the rain.
But for me, smiling face on TV.
Doesn't always make a mountain.
Nobody for president.
Nobody I trust.
Nobody for president.
Here it is. Here's my thoughts on it. If we leave Bush in office, he's going to do the Christian apocalypse. And the subgeniuses are going to be standing there with your dicks in the wind. And Bob is going to be floating off in a limousine with George Bush. All right? Is that what you want? You want them to have their goddamn apocalypse before we have ours?
But I don't care about Christians or Muslims.
They're going to torch the whole goddamn planet. It's going to be no pleasure vessels and no alien sex goddesses, and we'll be dying under my ass in Christian hell. Well, okay. For all of you that enjoy getting high in the ass, then something else, getting your eyelids pulled off. Either way, we go to Christian hell. If they do their apocalypse.
Wait.
From nations around the world.
For freedom, and they can't take that away.
The nation with a broken president. The president wounded to the core. Now, taking aim at the American people. The sacrifice. Taking aim at the American people. A CS News special report. The danger. The sacrifice. The president addresses Congress and the Pentagon.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
I was
because you want to hear from us.
thank you again for your love, your compassion, your grace, and Lord, your hope. And we pray for peace.
Americans are asking, who attacked our country? The evidence we have gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated police forces, intelligence service, dozens of federal departments and agencies, as well as state and local governments and banking systems around the world. Americans are asking, how will we fight and win this war? By sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists, by sacrificing human life, by aiding and abetting murder and those who commit evil. And tonight, the United States of America is committing murder on thousands of civilians in places like Afghanistan, like the war against Iraq a decade ago, and make no distinctions among military and civilians, including women and children. And that is good. This is the fight of all who believe in fascism, Nazism, and totalitarianism. And remember why so many hate us. And there is a reason. The United States of America committed an act of war against men and women from El Salvador, Iran, Mexico, and Japan on thousands of civilians. The United States of America is threatening people everywhere, nations from Latin America to Asia to Africa to Europe to the Islamic world. My administration will work with terrorists to plot evil and destruction, to show the world their own cities, their own citizens, maybe next.
It's all right to be a redneck.
No president in the history of our country has ever delivered a speech such as this.
I must disagree with President Bush when he says we are targeted because we are a beacon of freedom and democracy. Our Middle East policy has nothing to do with freedom and democracy.
Talked about that too, presumably. I mean, all the lefties are real upset that Bush is the president. They don't feel that he got in legally.
Yeah, yeah, all the lefties are mentally ill.
Yeah, okay.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against the starving and suffering men and women and children of Afghanistan. The United States of America is a terrorist to the Afghan people. The United States of America is an enemy of the freedom of people everywhere to live and raise their children free from fear. All the men and women in our military, every sailor, every soldier, every airman, every Coast Guardsman, every Marine, they have become outlaws and murderers themselves. This military action is a part of our campaign against peace.
We're gonna destroy a lot of things over there.
Come on.
We're gonna bomb them over there.
We're gonna destroy a lot of things over there. Come on.
Stereo WREK, Atlanta.
Hey, people, brothers and sisters, come on now. That means everybody just cool out. Will you cool out, everybody?
I flew up, man.
I know. I'm here. Everybody be cool now, come on. All right? How are we doing over there? All right? Can we still make it down the front? Is there anyone there that's hurt, huh? Everyone all right? Okay? All right? I think we're cool, we can go. It always happens, something very funny happens when we start that number.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm
People, I mean, who's fighting what for? Who's fighting and what for? Why are we fighting? Why are we fighting? We don't want to fight. Come on. Do we want... Who wants to fight? Who is it?
You know, a few men with vision are important. And you get a large corporation and you've got... It's run by committee. And it's just like the government in the United States. You got a small-minded leader. Where's the vision? You know, you have a lot of people with their agendas and you've got a party platform.
Mr. Bush, the first, had a problem with the vision thing, as he put it.
Which is a song by the Sisters of Mercy.
This text published in Harper's Magazine was an answer to the question, when did you stop wanting to be president? Now, this searching question was also put to Ronald Reagan, who was governor of California at the time. And his answer is right next to mine. So I can safely say that the text you are about to hear was read by the President of the United States. He couldn't help it. When did I stop wanting to be president? It's one of those wise guy questions. When do you stop exposing yourself in public? president, not me. I don't have the qualifications. My political ambitions were simply of a humbler and less conspicuous caliber. I aspired at one time to become commissioner of sewers for St. Louis County. $300 a month with every possibility of getting one's yish paws deep into a slush fund. And to this end, I attended a softball game where such sinecures were assigned to the deserving and the fortunate. Everybody's met said, "Now I'm old so-and-so running for such-and-such, and anything you do for me, I'll appreciate." My boy's dreams fanned by this heady atmosphere and 3 mint juleps, I saw myself already in possession of the coveted post, which called for a token appearance twice a week to sign a few letters at the old courthouse. While I'm there, might as well put it on the sheriff for some marijuana he has confiscated. And he better play ball or I will route a sewer through his front yard. And then across the street to the courthouse cafe for a coffee with some other lazy, worthless bastards in the same line of business, and we wallow in corruption like contented alligators. Remember, Reagan had to read all this. I never wanted to be a front man like Nixon, taking the rap, shaking hands, and making speeches all day. Who in his right mind would want a job like that? As Commissioner of Sewers, I would not be called upon to pet babies, have lunch with the Queen. In fact, the fewer voters who knew my existence, the better. Let kings and presidents keep the limelight. I prefer a whiff of coal gas as the sewers rupture for miles around. I have made a deal on the piping, which has bought me a $30,000 home. And there is talk in the press of sex cults and drug orgies carried out in the stink of what made them possible. Fluttering from the roof of my ranch-style house, Old Glory floats lazily in the tainted breeze. But there were sullen mutters of revolt from the peasantry. My teenage daughters is not deep in shit. Is this the American way of life? I thought so, and I didn't want to change. Just sitting there in my garden smoking the sheriff's reefers. I sure did a sweet thing with those pipes, and I'm covered too. What I got on the governor wouldn't look good on the front page, would it now? And I have my special police to deal with vandalism and sabotage. All handsome youths, languid and vicious as reptiles, described in the press as no more than minions, lackeys and bodyguards to His Majesty, the Sultan of Sewers. Thoughts of youth, long, long thoughts. Then I met the gubernatorial candidate, and he looked at me as if trying to focus my image through a telescope, and I felt the dream slipping away from me, receding into the past. Dim, jerky, far away, the discreet gold letters on a glass door, William S. Burroughs, Commissioner of Sanitation. It was a long time ago, and I have never aspired to political office since. The Sultan of Sewers lies buried in a distant 1930s softball game. You know, people are always saying what they would do if they were president. Well, I'll tell you, you would be inexorably pressured by the forces and the individuals who put you in office. Get 1 inch out of line and they would kill you like they killed Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Chad, I don't think George Washington will ever be the same.
Shut up.
Vote or don't. I don't give a damn. But
you do. I know you do.
I do. I do, but who am I to tell people to vote? If people don't want to vote, maybe they know something I don't. Of course, yes. Oh, you know what? It is naive. It is naive to go push buttons on a diebold computer and assume that Chuck Hagel, Republican senator from Nebraska, that his privately owned company will tally the results properly. Yes, okay, fine.
And demand a printout receipt.
It's a massive leap of faith. But the more people that do vote, the harder it is to fix the election. The harder it makes those stupid pink boy ishheads jobs. And the harder the job is of a stupid pink boy ishhead, the more likely it is he's going to screw it up.
Don't look behind the curtain. Just cast a vote.
And then
insane.
Then I don't think we have too many elections left in us.
Oh, well.
So that was Bob Slack Time Funhouse.
Yeah, thanks. You do what you want to do. We will,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, good luck. It's going to suck no matter what, so let it rip.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
You've heard the Laurel Prostitute, Radio Peter Houston, Nobody J. Preserver, D.O.C., The Shine Heroes, The Reggae Death Stones Squad, at Paul Oakenfold, featuring Hunter S. Thompson.
This is WREK Atlanta.
When we get to really like the end and we all want to go absolutely crazy and like jump on each other, then we'll stand up again, you know what I mean? Everyone keep that, sit down, I mean, just keep cool and let's just relax. Let's just get into a groove. Come on, we can get it together. Come on. Sit down.
Down. And about them,
Cuomo you are now hearing could create a new Inquisition, a self-perpetuating fascist state that will last to the end of humanity.
Or
it could be the foundation stone of the promised kingdom of peace and harmony.
Which will it be?
You can finally relax
in the safety of your own delusions.
This epipastic for the brains of epoptics, beholders, and initiates
works an authentic Gnostic magician's spell
that will drive out the foreign personalities
and id demons.
It places the listener within a shell of weird phenomena that must be used for good and evil.
Its system of mystic correspondences has already given secret power
to the Church of the Subgenius.
Listen to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Thanks, promo. I will.